Capital FM.
The New York Times side, staying alive was no job. Had second hands, moms bounced on old men. So then we moved to Shaolin land. A young youth, you're rocking the gold tooth. Low goose, only way I begin to G York was drug loot. And let's start it like this, son. Rolling with this one and that one, pulling out gats for fun. But it was just a dream for the team who was a fiend. Started at 16 and running up in gates and doing hits for high stakes, making my way on fire skates. No question I was speed for cracks and weed. The combination made my eyes bleed. No question I would flow off and try to get the dough off, sticking up right boys on board court. My life got no better, same low sweater. Times is rough and tough like leather. Figured out I went the wrong route, so I got with a sick tight click and went all out. Catching keys from cross seas, rolling in MPVs. Every week we made 40 G's. Yo, brothers, respect mine. I ain't gonna take now. Bam, move from the gate now.
Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo.
It's been 22 long, hard years. I'm still struggling. Survival got me bugging, but I'm alive on arrival. I peep at the shape of the streets to stay awake to the ways of the world.
Yeah. So what happens every time you hear hip hop is that your whole body starts doing like a thing. Like my hands are all in like gangster poses, man, and my voice has changed. It is the jam. So quickly get your tickets for the Magical Kenya Open presented by Absa Bank. It starts tomorrow, finishes on Sunday. You have no excuse, ladies and gentlemen. Muthaiga Golf Club. And of course, we've been giving away tickets and we're going to continue to do that. Thank you for those of you who answered the question. Our producer will be in touch. Y'all made my day. Y'all made my afternoon. Yeah. Go watch some golf.
There's someone in studio.
Somebody's in studio.
Can say hi.
She said she wanted sisal, grass skirts, and pom poms.
It's a quick hi.
Akwapa, akwapa, niyaya, niyaya,
niyaya.
I was about to say hello, hello, everyone. June, give me a moment.
Okay,
hi.
Sorry. How are you doing?
Very well. Happy to be on Jam Masters.
It's so good to see you. You'll be with us in the next hour. It's time now for the news. Ladies and gentlemen, Carol Musyoka is in studio. So send us your questions and send her your greetings.
Man.
pullovers.
Hey.
Or you can call them cardigans.
Or the sweaters.
Or the sweaters.
Hey.
Love Fool is the name of the track on the jam. 8 minutes past 4 p.m. With June Gashui and Martin Karaoke, 98.4 Capital FM. You're tuned in here. We're about to go into Jam Masters. But let me tell you something, guys. There's an event coming up this weekend. But first, we start with Deja Vu. We're taking over Deja Vu this Friday. Mm-hmm. DJ UV, DJ Rouge. We need you there by 2 p.m. Deja Vu takeover is happening.
This one is on Rapata Road.
Rapatata Road. Rapatata Tap Tap Road. Guys, be there. It's a fantastic venue. It's brilliant. We need you to come with your friends. If you have family, bring them. If you have if your mom wants to come out as well, bring her. For an afternoon.
It's an opportunity for you to be able to scream, shout, let all that stress out.
Exactly.
You want to celebrate that we made it to March. Let me tell you, you know, making it to a new month is no mean feat.
No.
And that's exactly what the takeover party does. It gives you an opportunity to just say, yeah, we did it.
Exactly.
We're good. We deserve to celebrate. We deserve to appreciate life. So let's see you there Friday, the 4th of March from 2 p.m. Of course, our DJs on the decks. It's going to be good.
It's going to be awesome.
All right.
Jam Masters.
Yes.
We have a master in studio right now.
Hey.
I don't know how. I'm just going to start immediately. No need to say her name anymore.
Okay.
Just going to start with my question.
Start it.
Which is immediate. Starting now, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Who are you?
What are you?
Thank you.
Hey,
do you know me?
Hey. But you cannot. You are in the studio, but and you are unbuggable. But whomst
are you?
Oh, Martin, I don't know what to say. I'm Carol Musioka. You have my CV, I think, right?
So what am I? I'm a founder of my firm. I'm a lawyer. I'm a banker by profession, mm-hmm. a lawyer by training, and now I'm specializing in corporate governance and working with SMEs, helping them set up sustainable businesses from a governance perspective. I also farm trees. I also look after a few sheep here and there. And I live.
And she lives. We were talking about trees earlier.
Mm.
Are you doing so because it's good business? You're an environmentalist at heart. Or they have avocados on the
You know, it was purely accidental. I did the Kenyan thing of I went into a place in Nanyuki, found a farm, and just said, you know, I can't. And, you know, my mom was like, are you going to plant maize and beans? And I said, no, I don't want to.
Yeah.
And it was in a place in very close to Opejeta, which most of the trees there had been completely decimated because guys were burning them for charcoal.
Yeah.
So I said, you know what? I don't want to do maize and beans. I don't want to be a daytime farmer. So let me just plant something that will just, you know, rejuvenate the environment and may get me money later.
Mm.
But I've become very, very attached to them. So I thought I was planting them so that I could sell them. But now I'm like, because it has completely changed
the landscape.
The there's butterflies and there's birds.
So you have created Carol Musioka Forest. This is what you're saying.
This one, we'll call them the woods. These are forest.
The woods.
Yeah.
I like that. Okay, well, thank you for being here and honoring our invitation.
Thank you for having me.
For me, this is particularly special because we are starting the celebration of International Women's Month ahead of International Women's Day next week. And so that you are the guest, this first Jam Master segment is really, really powerful for me. Now, let's just sort of jump straight into it and have you... Maybe tell us a little bit about your journey, because I think for you to be able to be working with entrepreneurs right now, and I know you're passionate about them, maybe what would you say are three major lessons that your corporate professional life has taught you that you would say are the top three things these budding entrepreneurs need to learn or know?
Oh, that's a very good question, June. So one of the things I tell them is to always begin with the end in mind.
Mm-hmm.
And the end is that this business that you spend so much blood, sweat and tears putting together can go pear-shaped.
Mm-hmm.
It can go pear-shaped in one of two ways. One, you may have started the business with a partner and things sambaratika, things just fall apart and the center cannot hold. The other way that can fall apart is that you as a founder set up a business, you work really, really hard, that put 30, 40 years in the business, and then, you know, you hand it over to your children, you die, and then your children start fighting.
Mm.
I don't think we have to look very far.
Nope, there are many of those.
To find many of those examples. Mm. So in those two examples, I'm saying is begin with the end in mind. Imagine it can go pear-shaped. Mm. So how do you protect yourself against that?
Mm.
In the first instance, where you're in partnership with someone, setting up a shareholders agreement is absolutely critical.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and a shareholder agreement
agreement. I wrote about this last week in my column on the Business Daily. It's a prenuptial. It's like a prenuptial agreement in a marriage. You know, if the prenup assumes that things will go belly up. And therefore, if things go belly up, because by that time, we'll be nil by mouth. So how do we ensure that my interests and your interests are covered at the point where we're not speaking to each other? So a shareholders agreement assumes that the you one person might exit the business, might want to sell the business, one that there may be some issues that should be shareholder reserved matters, that if there's one shareholder who's managing the business and the other one is just enjoying the dividends, there's some big decisions like massive borrowing or when should dividend be paid out or how much dividend should be paid out, should be shareholder reserved matters that are held and discussed at a shareholder meeting. So
interject, this is also with family, because very many people don't believe that, you know, they trust family more. So this should also be set up for you and your family as well.
Yeah, so that's a second leg. The second leg is that if you have a family, if it's a family business, you set up what we call a family constitution. And there's lots of experts out there, Martin, who will help put a family constitution together. What does a family constitution say? These are the values that we hold in this business, you know? This is why we set up the business. It's to ensure that, you know, if I'm the founder and my children and my children's children will benefit from this family. How will we employ people or members of the family who are going to be employed? Should they be qualified?
In-laws.
What are the minimum qualifications? It's true.
Yes.
In-laws, children, how and when should they be employed? And then remember that, you know, I may have four children. Two are in the business. Two are not. But we all should be partaking or eating from the trough of the family wealth, right? Now, the two who are not are also entitled to eat from the trough to some extent, right? So should we all be paying medical insurance? So should this business be paying medical cover for everybody? Should it be paying school fees for everybody and their children? Should we all be getting a new car after every 3 years? You know, so these are some of the things that you can cover so that you can ensure that then those of us who are working in the business, if my two children are working in the business, then they should get a salary over and above dividends. Because dividends are distributed once a year, you know. So these are the sort of things that we sort of put in a family constitution. But there are experts out there.
Yeah.
Who actually can help put family constitutions together.
Fantastic. We're going to go into the business news. Let me tell you something, guys. If you're not listening right now, I don't know what you're doing.
The masterclass has started.
It has started.
Yeah.
So if you know someone needs to listen to this masterclass, please let them know. Tell them to tune in to Capital FM right now. Go on to the Capital app right now. Tune in. You can also listen live. Okay? This is the Jam with Jam Masters. We've got Carol Musioka in the studio, guys.
Yeah.
It's a masterclass, as Juna said.
Yes.
FM. For the block, boy. Take it rough. Every day has been the same old thing on my block. You either working or you slanging on my block. You had to hustle, cause that's how we was raised on my block. And you stayed on your hop until you made you a knot on my block. To hang out was the thing back then. You came back in to my block from Holloway, Belfort to Scott. Reroll the flocks, we know the spots to smoke. Drink all the blue dots on your block. You probably bred a fat pad of Tupac, a big pun of B.I. Your homeboys from knee high, and even when it was storming outside, that's me, dog, on my block. I ain't had to play the big shot. Knew me back when I was stealing beer from Shamrock, and my nickname was Creepy. If Black June could see me, he'd be. And I bet he still try to tease me. My block, well, everything is everything for Sheezy. My block, we probably done it all, homie, believe me. My block, we made the impossible look easy for Sheezy. I'll never leave my block, my n***a need me. My block, we duckin' haters and the cops. The I Rock, we racing Pablo's chrome dot. On my block, it ain't no different than the next block. You get drunk and pass out and they pack you to the house. And when you wake up on the couch, you're going right back at it. My block, when you're deaf, they laugh at it. On my block, it's just another day in the heart of the south side of Houston, Texas, making your mark. On my block, we're queuing all the time, playing dominoes. Keep the swishing sweet down till my mama goes back inside. Then we can fly, pass it around a few times. On my block, where everything is everything for Sheezy. On my block, we probably done it all, homie, believe me. On my block, we made the impossible look easy. On my block, I'll never leave my block, my everything for Sheezy. My block, we probably done it all, homie, believe me. My block, we made the impossible look easy. For Sheezy, I'll never leave my block, my need me. My block, everybody business ain't your business. What's going on in this house? Staying here, comprende. My
block, you had to have that understanding. Cause if you told Miss Maddie, she went and told Gladys. And when Punchy Mama got it, it was all on the wire. And when the word got back, they said, yo, fire. On my block, we got some non-fed shell shock. We never quite got right, now they can help. On my block, it's like the world don't exist. We stay confined to this small little section we living in. On my block, I wouldn't trade it for the world. Cause I love these ghetto boys and girls, born and raised on my block.
The Jam Masters, this is our block. This is the Jam. With June Gashui and Martin Kariuki.
Indeed.
And we're joined by a master.
In all senses of the word, yeah? Uh-huh. She even knows her music. We're just like out here talking about hip-hop and like back when P. Diddy was half, I was going to say half.
Puffy.
He was halfing and puffing because his name was Puff Daddy. We're talking all things, just learning and sharing experiences, I think is what we're doing. And just before we went on break, we were speaking about things that entrepreneurs should know, should consider. And Carol's advice was, I think, epic. Start with the end in mind.
Yeah.
Whether that end is a good end or a bad end, try and preempt what things could go wrong. And we landed on sort of speaking about the family element. And I think what I got from it is document this relationship.
Yeah. And also for, you know, just before I forget, on the shareholder part, so if you've got two partners, you know, so you, if Martin and June, you think that you got a thing going on, you can be able to start a business together.
Yeah.
You know, it's all fun and games until it's not.
Yes.
You know, so you know, so Martin might put in 4 million shillings in, you know, in capital.
Hallelujah.
You know, you might put in 2 million and throw in a buroti somewhere in Kitengela, but you forget to transfer that buroti to the business. You know, and these things can become very, very sticky, and that's what I say. And then they start to cause you to start having tensions, particularly, and the tensions tend to happen when the business is going through a very difficult time. So use a lawyer. I always say use a lawyer. Just get your stuff together, you know, get your share capital well laid out, share capital accounting well done, and get your agreement settled up front. Give share certificates, and share certificates are issued against actual capital put into the business.
Is there anything like a small business? I'm just running like a small business, so I don't need to do, for the person listening who's just like, yo, story mob, ni story mob, ni story mob, sina pesa, sina do.
Too much English.
Yeah. Kisungu mingi.
Kisungu mingi.
If that person is like, I just started, I'm just doing a kaki mitumba business, and then my sister will come and join me. Sometimes she helps. Like, if we were to speak to that person who thinks this is too complicated, what would your message be to that?
My message would still be document. You know, you still can sit down, again, back to the June Martin example. Just sit down, write your thoughts on paper. This is our intention. Because remember, today, if you die without a will, you don't have to use a will. You know, you don't have to go to a lawyer to get your will to be recognized.
I can write down.
You can write it down on a piece of paper. Some wills can be verbal, as long as there was a witness who heard you say it. But that's a way of documenting. So the two of you can still sit down and say, this is our intention. We will have share capital of 4 million shillings each. You're putting in cash 4 million, you're putting in cash 2 million, and you're giving a plot. And I will transfer this plot before. Okay, so you
simple
can just
English.
Simple English, but document it, because when the chips are down, people will conveniently forget what was agreement. Laminate that foolscap, kila mtu na kopi yake, put it in your drawer under your mattress, and
at least we are moving forward. So I'm gonna jump on this example you've given, because I like it. I had 6 million jeans.
4 million.
No, four and two is six. Yeah. I've done quick mathematics.
Oh, okay.
So let's say we've done the right thing. Martin and I, our business is running, our plots are documented, are secured, we have a shareholders agreement. The next thing I see a lot of entrepreneurs doing is, let me try and be grown up now. Let me be professional. Let me get a board together. Let me get advisors together. Let them come in. And it also helps when you're trying to open up to new markets, new clientele. What does that process look like? And what should I consider? What should Martin and I consider?
So you want to bamba?
We want to cheer with big boys and girls. You run kata kata kata, all of it. We want
to
do it.
It has come to Capital FM, eh?
Right, there you go. There you go.
Somebody had to. Thank you, Carol.
So one of the things that we tell, you know, companies that are that have been, you know, in business for about 5 years is, you know, many people get scared with the word board, that I'm going to set up a board. And I say, you don't have to set up a statutory board. What is a statutory board? It means that if I go to the company's registry, I will find your name registered there as a director. We have filled out the company Act forms. and registered your name. Now, an advisory board is just one that you do not have to put the person's name as a director in the company's registry. So you set up, it's like a board of advisors, right? And they can still do the same things that a regular board does, except that they're not hog-tied to you. You're not hog-tied to each other. So you give people appointment letters, which define their role and their responsibilities. You can meet four times a year. This is what is expected of you. And you can set up committees, whether it's an audit committee or a strategy committee. You should have a chair. You should also have them sign a confidentiality clause in that appointment letter, because you know they're gonna know your secrets. They're gonna be knowing what it is that you do in your business. Last but not least, you must also put a non-compete clause, because I can be starting up a business selling, you know, bottles of water, and Martin comes in and says, "Wah la 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 la, kumbe, this business is so easy. Like, so even me, let me go and set up." You know, the kiosk mentality. Go and set up. So you should put up a non-compete clause so that Martin doesn't come and then start competing with you. And if he does, then that is an automatic trigger for him to resign or to leave the board.
Fantastic. Hey. The masterclass is on. Carol Musyoka is here with us. Jam Masters, ladies and gentlemen. Coming up is the news headlines and the sport. But we have an event happening this Friday and Saturday. And we have tickets to give away, courtesy of Tusker Malt. Behold the finest. We have ladies performing for you. There's a whole event with ladies only. This is the sixth edition of this concert.
It is. Yeah. And of course, it is in honor of International Women's Day weekend this Friday and Saturday at the National Museums of Kenya in partnership with Tusker Malt. You need to get your tickets right now. They're on mtickets.co.ke. Is it.com? Help me.
M tickets.
Yes. And you can get your tickets. The Friday night is the gala night. It's 2,500. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Saturday's show is 1,000 bob. So you do not want to miss this. On the lineup, Fenagitu.
Yeah.
Motra Music.
Uh-huh.
The Trebles.
Kick and dance.
The
Spellcast Trebles.
Come and
enjoy
Anjala.
The finest tunes as you enjoy the finest lager, Tusker Malt. Remember, excessive alcohol consumption is harmful to your health. Not for sale to persons under the age of 18. We have tickets for Saturday to give away. And my question is the easiest.
Which is?
What is Fena's second name?
Oh, come on.
She's performing on Saturday.
Come on.
We're giving you tickets for Saturday as well.
That
she's Friday and Saturday. We're giving her tickets for Saturday. What is Fena's second name at the Jam 94? The hashtag is Drive Out. Let us know right now. We're going to go into the news headlines and the sport and then come back for some more class. It's in session. That's what they say.
It is indeed.
Concentrate, eh?
Capital FM.
She says she likes my watch, but she wants Steve's AP, and she stay up all hours watching QVC. She said she loves my songs, she bought my MP3, and so I put her number in my bold BB. I got a black BM, she got a white TT. She wanna see what's hiding in my CK briefs. I tell her wear suspenders and some PVC, and then I'll film it all up on my JVC.
Scene one, everybody get in your position. Pay attention and listen. We're trying to get this all in one take, so let's try and make that happen. Take one, action.
She posts for FHM, she like my black LV. We spilling LPR up on my APC. I'm in my PRPS and my night SBs. Raving with SHM, London to NYC. I got my visa and my visa, her diva and her dealer. Chime up on the guest list with the Swedish House Mafia. You can find me on a table full of vodka and tequila, surrounded by some bunnies, and it ain't Easter. I'll wake up in the morning with a Marques of Amnesia, with a girl that like a girl like Lindsay Lohan and Queen Latifah. If you got ballin', then boy I must be FIFA.
far. And that's that little procedure from Miami to Ibiza.
Swedish House Mafia, the best mafia in the world. Love it. Miami to Ibiza. That's the name of the track, and this is The Jam with June Gashui and Martin Kariuki, just letting you guys know that the Kenya Conservatory of Music and Tusker Malt present International Women's Day Concert Weekend, an epic performance by an all-female music orchestra at the Nairobi National Museum this Friday and Saturday. It's the sixth edition of this concert series, and the theme is We Are Here in the Present. We are
this
going nowhere.
Took off.
Yeah, we choose to stand out, just like our guest.
Mm.
But before I go there, just want to remind you that I have a ticket, and June has a ticket to give away.
Each of us.
This Saturday at for the event, basically.
Yeah, at the National Museums.
And the question is...
Very simply, what is Fena's last name? See what I did there? And it's not Gomazako Nikare. That's not what it is.
And it's not Menol. Motuata, I see you.
Yeah. Don't go there.
It's not.
At the Jam 984 is the Twitter handle to use. And the hashtag, of course, is Drive Out. And we are here.
And you can WhatsApp us
on 0701-984-984.
We are here.
And we are having conversations on the Jam Masters segment. That's something that we do every Wednesday. And we have in studio Carol Musyoka. And we are in class, ladies and gentlemen, writing our notes, memorizing. And we are starting a business. Carol gave birth to June and Martin's 6 million shillings share capital, beginning with a lot of money and a caproti.
Yeah.
And of course, now we have our board of advisors. We've been told non-competes are important. We've been told to make sure there's a letter of appointment, and there's a difference between advisors, a board of advisors, and directors who are on your board. And so I think now we segue, because now we've seen our companies doing well. We're young entrepreneurs. Do we want to consider maybe other people coming in to invest in this business?
We do. And one thing, just before we got off the advisory board, is that, you know, you always start with what do you need? What sort of advice do you need on your board before you decide the who?
Yes.
So, you know, if you're a company that's got very, very many employees and they want to unionize and they're having all of these issues, maybe you want somebody who has had HR experience in that. If you're a company that's manufacturing goods and you need to get the goods out to the market, maybe need somebody who's had logistical experience, route to market experience. So first sit down and say, which are the skills we lack as June and Martin? And therefore, what are the voices that we need around the room that we do not have that expertise? So start with the what you need and then who.
Lovely.
And please, for the love of God and country, don't bring your relas.
Okay.
Don't bring your relas, and don't bring your friends.
They are good in logistics.
Yes, that's true. But what do you want when you get your... And your advisory board, you know, you can also call them directors, the advisory board of directors. But they're people who should be able to critique you and challenge you and challenge you
without
respectfully.
Without the emotion.
Without the emotion. Because you bring your rela, you bring cousin Koinange.
Yeah.
Koinange's had a beef with you from, from back in the day.
Yeah.
So he's giving you some advice and you look at him like, yo, bro, first of all, you haven't even paid me back my that 4,000 from that time. Now you're telling me, you know. So you can
stole
bring in
my soap in your kids.
You know, there's issues that you can bring in that are historical, you know, historical injustices. So you want to keep it, you know, you want to keep it as professional as possible.
Yeah.
Bring independent people as much as possible.
Okay.
Give them an allowance, a sitting allowance. If you throw peanuts, you'll get monkeys. Also, make it worth their time. And, you know, you can get some good advice from that.
Okay. So investors, same sort of thought process, think about what this money should be coming into the business to do.
Yes. And also, please, it's important that you determine what is it that they're coming to do, because they might come in, they say, I want you to scale up. So, for example, you've got a restaurant and these guys see you've got some really good recipes. You're doing a really, really different thing. And they're like, okay, we need to scale up. We need to scale up. This one should become 5 branches, but you may not be aligned. You're like, no, not yet. I'm not yet ready to expand in that sort of speed. Or they may want you to take a different, you know, to downsize your menu. One of the examples I like to give is one big chain that we know when they first started out in this
in the market, you know
who I'm talking about. And you know, you'd go there and everyone used to leave that restaurant with doggy bags, you know, holding big bags, because the burgers were huge, the fries were huge. And with each subsequent investor who has come, this, you know, the food size has gone significantly
slightly smaller.
Yeah.
You know, now, of course, the original founders are gone, gone till November. Yeah. So, you know, they don't have much to say.
Yeah.
But, you know, at the beginning, because of people who are coming in with the money, also call the shots. You know, he who pays the piper calls a tune.
Yeah. Mm.
So, you know, it's important that you've got some sort of fundamentals. I will not negotiate. Mm. I will not move. This is a deal breaker. This is what the brand is known for. It's known for this size portion, for serving food in this way. This is my non-negotiable. So it's important for you to define what those values are and make them non-negotiable.
Because at the end of the day, I imagine you're the expert in this particular field. So you should be able to be confident enough and not just feel like Carol has come with a million bob. Let me just bow down.
Correct.
Okay.
You're
great.
The subject matter expert.
When we come back, I want us to talk a little bit about International Women's Day and the theme this year, which is Break the Bias. And of course, the future of work for these young people who are 20.1 is our median age in Kenya. So we'll talk a little bit more about that. If you've got questions for Carol, let us know at the Jam 984. The hashtag is JamMasters and Drive Out. We'll be back after
this break.
The best mix of music. Capital FM.
I go on and on and on and don't take them to the crib unless they want. Easy, call them on the phone and platinum Chanel cologne and I stay. Dress to impress, spark interest. Sex is all I expect if they watch TV in the Lex. They know, 4:15. Left the club tipsy, say no more. Except how I'm getting home tomorrow. Caesar drop you off when he see his D.O. Back of my mind, I hope she's man, she spilled the drink on my cream while Lowe's. Reached the gate, hungry just ate. Riffin, she got to be to work by 8. This must mean she ain't trying to wait. Conversate, sex on the first date. I state, you know what you do to me. She starts off, well I don't usually. Then I whipped it out, rubber no doubt. Step out, show me what you all about. Is in your mouth, open up your blouse. Pull your G-string down south. Do that back out, in the parking lot. Buy a Cherokee and a green drop top. And I don't stop, until I out. Jeans, skirt, butt naked, it all works.
And I love my little nasty girl. No, I love my little nasty girl. I love my little nasty girl. All the ladies, if you with me, grab me.
Right.
Not like nasty girls. I need you to dance, I need you to strip. I need you to shake your little ass and hips.
Let's go.
I need you to grind like you're working for tips. And give me what I need while we listen to Prince. Cause miss, you ain't seen the world yet. Rock La Pearl yet, rock them pearl sets. Flew in a pearl jet. My style make a low profile girl smile. Blow a chick back like I blow through a trial. And now you and me can drink some Hennessy. Then we get it on. Mad women wanting to push on combs. Yeah. Sipping on Patron. Speed and be leaning. Got a fiend.
Don't stop.
And when I get to you, throw it right back. And tell me, did he? Yeah, I like it like that.
Like
lift your shirt, you know how I flirt. Heels and skirts, let's take it off. Now let's work.
Let's work. Girl, I love my little nasty girl.
So
girl, I love my little nasty girl. Upstairs in your best, yes. Dress to impress, spark this then dress. Jazzy on the beat, so sweet. Ladies, don't you feel me breaking? B.I.G.
Okay, mom, what's your preference? Nice and slow, or fast and reckless.
Yes.
Ooh, you heard, girl, bite your necklace.
Let me
show you what it from the loo was blessed with.
Hey,
I make spraying a leak when I'm done. Flip the mattress, change the sheets. I'm like a radical one, of a little more than your mechanical one.
Ooh.
Either way, my mama make it do what it do.
Girl, I'm about to make you
guarantee when you're picking with me.
Now, this track was actually picked by one Carol Musioka. Let me shock you when it was released, because it's from an album known as the Final Duets.
The Final Duets?
Yeah, the Final
Duets. In what year?
Duets, the Final Chapter, 2005.
What?
So he sang it before he died.
And then they did the duets now.
Ah.
Oh my god.
Nasty Girl. That verse we had,
love
Nasty
it.
Girl.
Love
this
it.
This is the one. This
Notorious.
B.I.G. himself.
Thank you, Martin.
You know what Notorious reminds me of? Mm-hmm. It's like what our friends at Cipla don't want to remind us.
Okay.
Achieving lifelong dreams.
Yes.
You have to be bold.
Yeah.
You have to be energetic.
Uh-huh.
You have to not be in pain.
Yeah.
You have to be able to take risks. There are people who climb mountains here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And knowing this at an early age is important because B.I.G. didn't live at very long, but look at what he achieved.
So
of course, as you do this, as you take risks, as you live boldly and pursue those things, the last thing you need is headaches, fevers, even for us mamas, period pains, toothaches wearing you down. And that's why Cipladon painkillers are here. It's absorbed twice as fast, giving you faster relief to get back on track. Capital in the Morning hosts Davina and Farid will give you more information. And of course, remember, at the end of the day, if symptoms persist, you must seek doctoral advice.
Must seek doctorio advice.
And we are speaking to a doctorio master here on the jam. Carol Musioka has been taking us through an entrepreneurial journey experience and how to scale and how to get investors, how to get advisors, how to document and how to get shareholders agreements. Just the things to think about. Carol, we're celebrating International Women's Day. So there's two things I want you to address. So I'll ask the first one. Our last census showed us that the mean or median age of Kenyan is currently 20.1, which means there are a lot of youths out there and fewer of the more mature people. And so for those of us who are either employers or looking to invest in some of these businesses. That is, thank you. That is
Biashara.
The one. Biasharas. There's a bit of a concern if we are feeling like the young ones are not quite as hawajaiva the way we need them to iva. Mm-hmm. We're worried about if they'll make the right decision in electing our leaders. We're worried about, you know, the way in which we've seen Gen Z and all the others behaving differently from the way we have. What would you say your perspective would be on what the future of the next working generation of Kenyans, because they're really entrepreneurial, they're really creative. What do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, I think one thing, the key learning for me, looking back on my journey and looking at the young ones here, is to emphasize that careers are not linear.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our education is very linear. You start with nursery school, you go to primary, from primary you go to high school, after high school you go to university, then you get a job. And then, you know, especially our parents' generation, less so than us, you stay in that job for 30 years, you're given a wheelbarrow and you retire and you die.
Yes.
I think our generation are starting to do it differently. I'm seeing a lot of my friends starting to retire much earlier, much, much earlier. People are retiring, not waiting to get to 60.
Mm.
People are stopping work at 50 and now sort of taking career breaks.
Mm-hmm.
With the younger generation, right, one thing I want to tell them is, you know, if you try X, you know, we used to say try X. Mm. You know, you start something, you don't like it, you don't have to stay in it. Because if you don't have passion in your work, it shows. And everyone suffers. You suffer, your boss suffers, the customers suffer because you've got a really bad attitude, especially if you're in a customer-facing role.
Mm.
So I always tell them, try X. You know, my daughter's here and she's turning 19 this year and she's currently doing an internship at a bank because she thinks she wants to do computer science.
Mm-hmm.
And so I say, okay, you know, go and she's doing
intern.
Yeah, she's interning on the digital side of a bank and really enjoying it. And the key thing for her and the conversation we've had is, you know, if you don't like it, then, you know, we'll figure out what it is that you really want to do. But you've got to, before you commit to these 4 years of school in computer science, at least give it a shot and see it in application.
Mm.
See computer science in application. And if she came and said, hey, look, you know, mom, this thing, I'm not feeling it, I'd be like, all right, fine. So let's figure it out before we start investing heavily in university education. By the way, university is not the end all and be all. It's not a must. See you, Lazima.
Yeah.
And it's also a networking joint.
Yeah. What?
Which university.
Oh, right.
It's for networking. You go there, it's a joint, by the way. So when you get there, don't panic when things don't work.
Yeah, but our generation needs to know it's see or lazima. It's not a must to go to university.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Martin has one question he usually likes to ask. And ironically, today...
You've forgotten something about...
I have not forgotten.
Our ladies.
Okay, I've not forgotten. But let me just ask it then. And then Martin, you'll finish with a big bang.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not even me asking it.
Okay, International Women's Day is coming up, and every year we have a theme. This year it's Break the Bias. And I think every year, I remember last year when I was like a month old at the station when I joined, and when International Women's Day came along. And when we had conversations that month of March, one of the things I like to ask our guests is, what is your message to the young ladies? Let's speak to specifically ladies out there who are in a corporate space and can relate to this particular theme, which is break the bias. What if you were to put your learning in a one sort of sentence, what would that be in line with this year's International Women's Day theme?
You know, June, bias goes two ways. Mm. And one mistake, and I say this every International Women's Day in front of whichever women's forums I'm at. I say it's not a man's world, it's the world.
Full stop.
The world is short, nasty, and brutish, as we learned in jurisprudence in law, right? You know, and people are bad, whether it's men or female. And so if you go into, especially if you go into the corporate workspace and say this, you know, that, you know, women are not allowed to excel here because of X, Y, Z, and then you make that your narrative, you will see that everywhere.
Okay.
You will see it everywhere. So the bias can also come from you, which is, and then you start what I call confirmation bias. You start to see those signs that everybody, in fact, everyone here is against you. The reason he talked to me badly like that is because I'm a woman. No, he talked to you badly because he's having a bad day. It's nothing to do with you.
You know?
Yeah. So the breaking the bias is, for me, it goes both.
Okay. I like that.
So quickly, this was actually not from me. This is from a special friend we met this morning.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Here it comes.
Debra Maloa asked a simple question.
Yes.
She wanted you to what would you tell a 20, she actually said 21,
your,
yeah?
Your 21 your year old self.
Year old self.
Yes.
What would I tell her?
Yeah, what do you tell
her?
I
feel like she knew you at that age. Yeah. So that's why she's asking that. Oh. But Debra, I hope you're listening, because this is your answer.
Oh. It's never that serious. Like, for real, I'd look back, I'd slap that chick and tell her, it's never that. I'd slap my 21-year-old self and say, just relax, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's never that serious.
Yeah.
Take it easy.
Yeah, for real.
Don't do too much. Yeah. Thank you so much for coming through, by the way. It was just a fantastic masterclass. We should have you over on The Boys so that we can do now your life.
Yes.
Your life stories. I didn't go quickly. Hobbies.
Hiking and farming.
And trees. Farming.
Hiking and farming. And trees.
Yes.
Do you like music?
Yes, I do.
So are we going to see you this weekend at the National Museums of Kenya?
I'm hearing about it now.
Okay. Yeah. Well, there's going to be a two-day concert, a gala night on the Friday, which is 2,500 shillings only. It's Tusker Malt in conjunction with the Kenya Conservatoire of Music. And it's an International Women's Day concert. The lineup is amazing. Fena, Motra Music, Nanjala, my good friends, the Trebles. I never spell cast Trebles.
Yes.
And a whole lineup of a full female orchestra. So if it's something that you would like to try and do with our next generation people here in the studio with us, please make sure you buy your tickets on M Tickets. And we're actually giving away a pair of tickets because we're feeling generous.
Yeah.
All you need to do is tell us what is Fena's last name.
That's all.
That's
I almost said it because I didn't like her.
Yeah, so you off air.
But she's phenomenal.
She is phenomenal.
Fena is phenomenal.
She's fantastic. Music yake na bamba. Ina
bamba sana. Wapindu.
That was so awesome. I loved it. I learned a lot. It's just the world. It's not a man's world. It's just what?
It's just the world.
Things are crazy.
It is never that serious.
The only thing that is serious here
is what?
Is our Newsbeat team.
Hey.
They are very serious about the news.
How
they don't
do
rumors. Oh, my mom told me that guy is going to... No. We just do it properly. We research our news. We know what's going on. And that's what's going to happen right now.
Rain or shine, we play the best mix of music all day long. 98.4 Capital FM.
This is The Jam, rebooting your workday. June and Martin on your best mix of music, Capital FM.